My next guest is on the line. She is Dr. Wai Tse Lung from the Academy for Computer Science and Software Engineering. Interesting news coming out of Australia in terms of legislation. They are making it incredibly difficult for under 16-year-olds to remain on Facebook, Instagram, and the like. But to get into this into more detail is our next guest, Dr. Lung. Thank you for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon, and to your listeners.
So, as I was saying, Australia is making global headlines with this issue. What exactly does this new law say about under 16s and social media access?
So, this has been a long discussion in Australia for quite a while. They make the claim that social media is actually very bad for teenagers, and they're not very well prepared. So their brains are not very well prepared for social media. It's got a detrimental effect on them. And so in order to protect teenagers, they've decided that they must ban all 16-year-olds and younger off social media.
Wowie zowie, that sounds so unbelievably extreme, but we'll get to that in just a moment. First, though, I want to talk to you about Meta's response, because apparently it was very swift. Can you tell us more about the response from Facebook, Meta?
So what they've done is they have pushed up the calendar, and they have, I think it was sometime in December, I think we've pushed up the timetable and said, you know, we're going to ban you sooner than later, but they do have a deadline. And if they don't comply with the Australian government, they will be fined, and we're talking millions of US dollars. So They are obviously eager to avoid it. So they are kicking in right now.
So how will the various social media platforms actually get around to verifying users' ages? I'm thinking it's all very well that they're, you know, video selfies and ID uploads, but I'm thinking too that that's hell of a unreliable and risky, not to mention the issue about personal information and children.
Well, they have actually been doing YouTube, for example, has actually started using AI to verify the age of the users. And if they detect that you're a teenager, for example, they will start, they actually are restricting content that they do not deem appropriate for teenagers. So YouTube's been doing it. And I suppose Meta has actually been doing these sorts of tools. They've got these tools available. The idea is they analyze and they say, well, you know, your behavioral patterns, for example, or as you say, using biometrics, you look like you are too young, so then they will take you off. And I know with YouTube, they actually said if they've mistakenly labeled you as a teenager, then you will have to prove that you are not a teenager. So that would typically be like providing your ID to maybe human verifiers to then put you off the teenage list.
Do you know if there have been legal challenges to this legislation, whether by tech companies or civil rights groups? Has there been any resistance?
Well, I think this was part of the discussion. I mean, that's why it took so long for Australia to finally push this through. I guess they won in the end. I think people haven't given up, and they will probably still take this. And I'm positive Meta, it's lucrative for Meta to get lobby groups to say, no, this is not as bad as you think, and we should let teenagers have the right to have access to it. But I think for now, they're pushed through, so they will be supported legally.
You know, it made such sense to me what they're trying to achieve, and I went along with it, but then I started to do a bit of reading, and critics are saying that this cuts teenagers off from community, from news, from mental health support. And suddenly it struck me that it's actually incredibly difficult to balance the issue of like safety with access. What's your take on that?
I think this is always going to be an issue. I agree with you. There are some who rely very heavily on social media as their only means of being social. But on the other hand, I think that they decided that the overall good, the bad, you know, outweigh the good of social media, because there's the issues of cyberbullying. People have been driven to suicide People fall for
Sure.
scams. I mean,
Sure.
here in South Africa, we had people who just through social media go, oh, jobs in Russia, and then they go there thinking there's jobs, and then they end up being,
On the
working in a
Ukrainian
not
front.
so
Yeah,
nice
absolutely.
factory. Yeah.
Yeah. Excepting they weren't children, and that's the difference. People, adults, I understand, need to be responsible for their own actions. Children, it takes you into a different place. I don't know if I'm even allowed to ask you this, but personally, where do you stand on this issue? Are you
Well,
supportive of the Australian legislation?
I do think that there should be some restriction, but I don't know if the law is the right answer. I mean, surely it should be the parents that play a much stronger role in deciding whether your child should be on social media or not. Look, by default, Facebook, TikTok, et cetera, they actually have a 13 age limitation. So you can't be younger than 13 to join Facebook, Meta, et cetera. But the problem is, what stops you from going, no, I'm 18 years old, and it goes down to parenting. The parents need to play a much more active role in making sure that the kids are using social media responsibly. So that's my view.
It's so interesting that that's your view. I don't have kids, so I'm not exposed to the extent to which their minds are manipulated by very clever people in Silicon Valley. But I was away a couple of weekends ago with remarkably bright people with very good kids, and I just saw their absolute inability to parent their 11 and 10 and 9-year-old kids. These kids were addicted to the devices. And the entire conversation with the kids over the weekend was about negotiations over access to electronics. And it just blew me away. Is that truly the world that we're living in?
Yeah, unfortunately, as you say, Silicon Valley is really good at manipulating, never mind kids, adults as well. So I think the
As well.
argument is, if adults cannot handle social media properly, what chances do kids have? We do have a very serious issue with Silicon Valley, in tracking kids and adults alike in gambling activity. So when kids are playing Roadblock, Roblox and et cetera, all those other things, it's got very gambling elements to it. If you give me R5, buy $5 more credit, we'll do this for you. And so
Interesting.
it's, yeah, they don't gamble, but it's pretty much gambling activities. So these are the things we need to look out for. And so I suppose Australia is taking it to the other extreme, but Australia is known to take on extreme positions.
I know. I've lived there, I've experienced it and seen it firsthand. So that, I guess, is my final question to you this afternoon. Like, quo vadis, South Africa? Do you reckon we'll be following the Australian example?
I think South Africa likely won't, but I'm not very good at guessing such things. South Africa tends to surprise us every now and then.
Dr. Wai-Tsit-Lung, that was an eye-opening conversation. Really, I thank you for your time this afternoon. That was very interesting.